Light it live and start the intro as we always do. Here we go.
Breaking down the game like you've never seen it before. Welcome to the Dojo of the Game with your hosts, Taekwondo and Steve the Dean Williams. Taekwondo, leader of the dojo, the sensei of the game, kicking down doors and breaking headboards all through the power of his spiritual and intellectual mind. Taekwondo is a dating coach, life coach, and an aspiring black scholar who merged intuition with intelligence. Have no fear, Taekwondo is here. Welcome to the dojo, baby. With 30 years fighting surface dwellers, grass-eating lions, PUAs, and cupcakes, Steve the Dean Williams is here to show you a side of the game most don't know about. Texting, putting your bid in, setting up your crib, and putting flavor in her ear and eyes are just a few skills you'll learn from him on the show. Get your notebooks out, ask questions, or call in. The dojo doors are open. Time to soak up this game.
Ty, all right. All right, we're here, Ty. Ty, we are here, yes.
Turn me up, don't turn me down.
I know that's right. I know that's right, guys. Welcome to the show. We are here to chop it up with you. My dog, my Ace Boom Coom, is here. Shout out to everybody in the dojo. Shout out to the Me Peel community. We got nothing but love for you guys. If you got a question, go ahead and ask a question. Put a Q in there or call in. You have the number 563-999-3056. But Ty, we got a great show for you guys. A man has no problems, and that's what we're going to be talking about. Ty, you got the floor first. Take it, my brother.
So the title of this show, masterfully came up with by, you know, Steve the Dean. Shout out to Steve the Dean, the man mindset on YouTube for the new guys on my end, for the usuals. Y'all know these are the Thursday shows that we do. We drop the bars. We, you know, do the one-on-one sessions. And a man has no problems in his work. Now, there are many levels to look at that. Look at the zoom in, man.
You get to zoom in on this shit, brother.
Like a referee with a whistle.
Official like a referee. Get it, baby.
There's no such thing as a problem in a man's world, right? Because everything that you do is strategic and calculated. So even the circumstance of what is a problem, and when you're a solution-based thinker, it's just another decision for you to make. It's just another circumstance for you to calculate. It's just another move for you to maneuver with. And now a lot of y'all, when y'all come to a lot of these dating, you know, internet videos, and y'all see a lot of people on the internet, y'all realize they are not solution-based thinkers. They want to complain. They don't want to maintain, and they don't want to gain to stay sane. Go ahead, Steve.
You making me laugh and shit. Yes, sir. Hey, guys, how we out there? I'll show you guys out there. Ty is absolutely right. But what I want to do is I want to talk about and I want to break down. I want to talk about and break down the why. So what I want y'all guys to do is follow me real quick, and we are going to break down the why right here. And I want y'all to follow me real quick as we break down the why. Now, what we want y'all to see is that this is the world, and I can't draw a perfect circle, but just ride with me here. So what happens is when you don't have a foundation, what happens is the world will tend to teach and tell you how to think. And Ty, this is the average guy right here, because I'll talk more about this later, but victims, you're never born a victim. Victimhood is taught. Is when the world is making excuses and blaming, what happens is that individual takes on what the world gives him. But if we look to this side right here, Ty, what you'll see, and now this is a fucked up ass castle. Don't judge my, this is a castle. How about I put king there? But what happens is when you're about yourself in the game, you, even though we are in the same world, we don't operate in the same way. We're in the same world, but the way we operate as solutions versus sitting around, Ty. Let me get back to that, sitting around, Ty, and getting it the way we get it. So let me go ahead and bring us both in on that so they can see it. But what say you, Ty, on that, brother?
Nah, listen, you just dropped the bomb on it, man, because y'all got to understand that when you have a different mentality and outlook on life. Again, guys, we don't. Let's take two steps back, because this may be a complicated for a lot of people. What is the difference between being the lion or the gazelle in the same, you know, ecosystem? The gazelle wakes up with a mentality and a way to live and, you know, go about the world. And the lion wakes up with a mentality and a way to go about the world. They're in the same world. One is trained to hunt. One is looking at different things when it's going around. One's eyes is in front of his head and not on the sides. And all of these are for different reasons, which metaphorically reapply to you. Are you a lion? Are you a gazelle? Are you just a random bird flapping around, don't even know what's going on? So with that being said, when a lot of y'all, even like I said, I always go into when y'all ask questions or when y'all claim that you'll ask a question and then you explain a story. That's the first thing we notice about you, that your words are not aligned with your thoughts and your decisions. Because y'all come in, y'all say, all right, I have a question. And then y'all say, well, this one time when I met this girl down South Street and blah, 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 and this happened and all that. And bro, that's not a question. Now, had you said you had a story and instead of a question, we could have said, okay, well, explain, or we could have said, get straight to your question. So this whole lack of alignment with yourself is just a demonstration because of the communication you don't have going on with you to you.
Absolutely. And for a lot of you guys out there, as I said before, no one is actually born a victim. Basically, what you're thinking about and what's going on with a lot of you guys is a trait that you're picking up somewhere along the way of your life. And what happens, the million-dollar question that I ask for a lot of you guys is, why would someone want to give up control over their life and control over situations? And for a lot of young men, they just don't understand because so many guys are quick to judge. I mean, y'all can see that dating coaches are under attack now because that's the new thing. But a lot of guys are quick to judge things rather than sit back and see the whole entire forest versus a tree. A lot of these guys out here don't take personal responsibility, or they can't handle criticisms from other people because they ain't got a rock or anything to stand on, Ty. A lot of these guys are really obsessed. Now, and Ty, this is one thing I always tell them. This is where they're better than us. They are masters of these things. They are the masters of being obsessed over negative things. They are the masters of always being preoccupied with excuses. They are the masters of living in problems. They are the masters of blaming things. They are the masters of putting themselves down consistently, even though they think so less of themselves, but then they expect a woman to open their legs up to them. They have this like sense of entitlement, unfortunately, but again, this is something that is learned from a lot of these guys, Ty. What say you, brother?
What I say to that is, speaking directly to my community, is as you begin to evolve your mind and evolve your goals, and you know, each month, each day, each week, each year, each month, each week, and each day that you become a new version of yourself, what you start to realize is it's like gutting fat. It's like you're losing unnecessary weight. You're losing dead weight to yourself, and a lot of that could be these poor self-sabotaging and limiting ideas. A lot of it could be your bitterness that lingers around from past experiences. A lot of it could be due to your lack of vision, which has been blurred in some sort because of the lens or the filter which has been put on you through your environment, through your family, your friends, whatever the case may be. And a part of growing is recognizing whatever that filter is or how that environment impacts you, looking at yourself from outside of yourself to yourself. Right. With a purpose and an intention. And then what you can do to begin from that level, that's when you become your own king or your queen of your own world and you begin to conquer.
Right. Here's a question right here. Guys, if y'all got a question, please put a Q in there, or if y'all want to call in, you have the number.
Jesus,
but
Christ,
I know this is very sad because the sad thing about this guy is this is what we're talking about right here. This individual, you can tell he's a problematic individual that has no sense of self because, number one, he's making everything about a woman. He's making everything about sex, and he's using things outside of himself to use to use confidence, and men don't do that. And that's not – and it's a sad thing that this is why dating coaches are important, because – a lot of individuals get so much bad information, you think their confidence is wrapped up in sleeping with other women, and that's just sad. It's sad, Ty.
No, this is, shout out to Jody Meeks for asking this question, because a lot of guys had this mentality. I remember I received this question before in a TikTok comment where guys were like, you know, well, how about I practice on, you know, ugly women, and then, you know, when I mess with pretty women, then I'm going to be better. You're not. Because I already, even, it's so many ways to break down why that's a terrible mentality to have. But in reality, what you're literally saying to yourself is, well, you know, let me sell myself short and practice with the training wheels on instead of learning how to drive. So what you're also going to do is now you've separated a woman based on her beauty. So when you talk to a 9 or a 10 or an 8, whatever, in your book, and you're talking to a 4 or 5, you already mentally separated these women as above or below each other when they're both women. So you separate the 9 and the 10 from the 4 and the 5. You subconsciously set yourself up for failure because you're going to put extra pressure because she's a 9 or a 10 when she's still just a woman.
Yeah, and I think so many guys today, Ty, and this is why we are what we are, and this is why we kind of like separate ourselves, because we try to show these guys that what you see is not actually the truth. And unfortunately for a lot of you guys, the problem isn't the outside world, it's how you see yourself in that world. And as long as you see yourself as an individual who doesn't have the ability to not only comprehend the world or think for himself, the world is going to eat you up from the inside out, where you're going to think that everything that happens in this world is a problem. And Ty, this is what I always say, and I think I said this last night when I was driving. It was like, you know, how can a person define himself through another man who's having those problems? Those are his problems. Those are not your problems. And anytime a person brings up problems and issues, those problems are not your problems unless you take on the lie, or you go into Ty, his reality, and live through him, meaning that you're operating as the second best you because you're following somebody's mentality that is going to scare you into thinking that there's a big bad wolf out there called women, Ty.
Now, I like what you said in the beginning, especially about, you know, it's not about the world, but it's how you view yourself in the world, which changes how you act, which changes the purpose and attention you put behind your actions with other people, which changes how you manage your relationships, which changes what you tolerate from people or anything in your life. And what you begin to understand is that when guys want to, you know, have a low self-esteem or a low sense of self, they rely on what they are or what they do or what they wear or what they have or what other people think instead of who they are.
Yes.
Or who they know they are, or who they are improving themselves to be, or who they have decided and choose to be in every action and decision that they have. And when you depend this fake confidence on all these superficial exterior, or even, I would even consider it exterior if it's someone else's thoughts, because it's not within yourself. It's not in-house. So anyone can take that away from you. Someone can think something negative and change how you view yourself. You could have a bad outfit, a bad hair day. It don't matter, because when a man has a strong sense of self, a strong relationship with himself, it doesn't matter if she's a 9 or a 10 or a 5 or a 2. It doesn't matter if I'm wearing my best outfit or she caught me on a bad day. It doesn't matter if I have a haircut, a shape up, a fade, or I look like a caveman from a fucking Geico commercial. I will always be me.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, again, if y'all want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056. You got a question, put a Q in there. But here, a lot of people, and this is deep stuff, guys, and it's kind of a painful thing, but most of guys don't understand that condition yourself. Remember, being a victim is something that you're not born with. It's something that you pick up. And then you begin to condition your mindset, your perception, and your reality based off of old memories of things that were painful to you. Maybe it was in high school or junior high school, elementary, where you wanted to talk to a girl and she maybe laughed at you, or something happened in your life where you interpreted, okay, and you emotionalized the experiences to make you think that that experience is actually reality and real, to a point where you became so frustrated that then you went online to try to find, unfortunately, ways to cope with that pain. But through that pain tie, they found somebody that they kind of, wow, this guy has my same problem. But is it actually the same problem, or is it a problem that your mind makes you think is somebody else's problem, Ty? And we have a Ty, we have another call in. You there, Ty? Oh, wait, you missed.
I had it, yeah.
Yeah, we got to call it, okay.
But I'm not saying, the last thing I said is, you know, or is it your mind that makes you think it's a problem? Again, speak quickly. A lot of guys come in, you know, how do you deal with rejection? Again, this is how I need y'all to conceptualize this. You are a train. And just because one passenger decides not to get on does not stop the train at all. Just because someone doesn't take a ticket or a ticket to the train or doesn't want to get on a ride, it does not stop the train. Right. Nor does it make it more or less of a train because there are no passengers or there are 100 passengers. You know what I'm saying? Are you consistent? Do you know who you are to be able to not allow someone else's thoughts or someone else's choice to define you?
Yes. All right. Well, let's bring in 347. 347, what's your question, sir? How can we help you, sir?
All right. So my question is what kind of questions should we ask? And I know that sounds weird, but I kind of want to know.
Wait, sir. What's your name and how old are you? Where are you from?
My name is Chuck, and I'm from the X, and I'm like 17.
Okay, when you're saying ask a question, what do you mean? Ask yourself a question pertaining into what, sir?
For this show, what kind of questions can we ask? What kind of questions can you answer?
Ask who?
Ask who? About what? You're not, you got to,
we're
not, we're trying.
About the show.
Wait, what questions can you ask?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
How about you hang up and listen to the next couple of callers?
You can ask whatever you want, young man. I don't understand. You can ask what you want. Just don't ask any silly ass questions. But is there a question on your mind?
Nah, I just kind of wanted to know how I would get into it,
Okay, young man, listen. There's no wrong and no stupid questions. There are no wrong and no stupid questions, okay? And I commend you for coming on here, but you just got to ask your question. We're not here to judge you or lay into you. We're here, what is the problem that you're having? What is your question, sir?
Well, I don't really have a problem. I just wanted to know,
you sound like you have a million problems, sir. I can tell you got a million problems, and you don't even, if you can't realize you got a lot of problems, and something's actually wrong. I can tell you have no confidence. I can tell you have no standard. I can tell you have no principles or anything like that. So can you just take a moment and ask the question that you actually want to ask instead of feeling embarrassed or something? Grow some nuts and ask your question.
And Carla, remember, you can learn on your own, but if you want to learn faster, you better learn from a master.
Yeah, two masters. You got two masters right here. So here's an opportunity to grow a little bit.
That's why I wanted to ask you what kind of questions I could ask so that I don't waste
time.
Ask your question.
It doesn't matter what you ask. Ask your question.
All right, fuck it. What is confidence?
All right. I don't want you to look at a young man as confidence, because you can get caught up in that word, and that word can eat you up if you don't know what it is. Okay, it's not about having confidence like a coat. It's about the communication that you have with yourself, sir. It's about how you communicate to yourself in any situation, that you actually believe in yourself to do what it is that you set out to do without worrying about any type of repercussion from whoever you're trying to do it to. And I don't mean hit, harm, grape, or anything like that with a woman. I'm saying that whatever comes at you for what you do, you're not worried about it. Ty?
Yeah, what I would say to that, bro, is confidence is trust in self. And yes. Even when you look at the you look at the word confidence in other languages, like German or, you know, other languages, somebody commented that randomly on one of the videos. Confidence is quite literally means self-trust, trust in self.
Yes.
So, you know, when you have confidence, that means you have trust in yourself. So when you have to do whatever the action is or stand up to whatever circumstance, because you trust yourself. And I make this a key thing, because just like that guy's comment said, what if I warm up with talking to a bunch of fours and fives? Brother, I don't give a fuck if I talk to something I've never even met before. Mm-hmm. I will have confidence, right, because I trust myself. You will put me in 10 different situations, 10 I have experience in and 10 I don't. And I will still have confidence because I trust myself.
Right.
It don't matter about the experience or not. It don't matter if you have the experience or you don't. If you really trust yourself, you will stand firm.
All right. So, are you good? You have another question? Are you good to go, sir?
Yeah, I have another question. I have a follow-up question. You said trust in self.
Yes.
And I feel like some people find confidence, and I've done this myself.
Oh, no, stop. Okay.
Wait, some people, listen, that's one thing your mind they're always going to try to do.
Justify.
I need to say me.
Yeah,
one thing about me.
Yeah, about me. Stop talking about other guys. Fuck other people.
Right.
So, all right, go ahead.
You were instead of thinking for yourself, you were about to think in their mind.
Yes.
And people do this all the time.
Yes.
People debate others' opinions on other things. People debate others' beliefs. I don't care. That's them.
Yeah. That's
what
it.
Do you think? What do you care about?
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Right. So my question is, and I was giving those examples because, how do I trust myself and not my looks, not my appearance, not how I feel?
Okay. All right, but sir, first thing you got to do is stop looking at the internet. You got to get off of YouTube and stop following people that are spoon-feeding you looks, money, and status. That's number one, okay, because they're setting you up for a downfall. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What's in front of you right now? Would you have a pen in front of you?
Oh, yeah, I actually have my whole journal.
Do me a favor. Just grab your journal and pick it up and tell me you're picking it up.
All right, I'm picking it up.
And put it back down. Tell me and put it down and tell me you're putting it down.
All right, putting it down.
Did you need looks to do that, sir? Did you need to look good to
do
that? Did you need to have fine clothes to do what you just did, or a nice car?
Nope.
Right, because your thought lined up with your behavior. That's what game is, Ty.
And call it when you take it to the next level. It's not about trusting your looks. You could use it to your advantage. You know what I'm saying? Because this is the thing. You don't want to be reliant on them. That should not be the foundation of who you are or why you trust yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
But
what
they can become is, you're looking at the claws, the fangs, and the mane, but you're not looking at the lion. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people get caught up in the claws, the roar, the thing. They get caught up in all of that, but they're not worried why the lion is a lion. You see what I'm saying? So you need to focus on what's important and the core of all of those things: your looks, your status, your money, your success, your achievements. These are all what you are and what you have done, but that came from who you are.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. I have one more question.
Sure.
So,
what's up?
Right. So, I've picked up my book probably 1,000 times, right?
Yep.
How do I learn pick up the world? Well, how do I learn to make the world like the book?
You want to know why you can't make your book like the world? Because as soon as you put a woman in the equation of you lifting that book, you're not going to be able to lift the book because you're too worried about what the woman is thinking about you. You're not going to be able to lift that book around people that you're trying to impress because you're worried about what they think about you. When you're lifting that book, you're lifting the book because you want to lift the book. That is your intention. And whether you lift it with one hand, two hands, or you lift it and it falls, you'll pick that thing up and lift it up again because you're focused one mind, one thought, one way. Ty, what say you, brother?
Oh, does that make
one
sense?
Mind. Yeah. Wait, okay,
it's
one mind.
It's the same way.
It's the same
if
way.
If I go and talk to a woman I want to talk to,
same
it, it's that simple and that clear. It's the same way if I want to wake up at a certain time and I set an alarm and I wake up at that time, it's the same way. But because you have over-dramatized the narrative of what a woman is, or she's going to reject you and hurt your feelings and destroy your self-confidence, because of all that risk you have created in your own mind, you add severity to that action. But you can reframe the entire event itself and see it in a completely new light.
Yeah. Are you a senior right now, or are you a junior, sir?
Yeah, I'm a senior. That's a good guess.
Okay. So young man, is a sense of urgency right now. You've got one more year until you get out to the Serengeti. You've got one year to get your shit together, because that you will no longer be protected by the umbrella of your parents and stuff like that. So
in high school.
Yeah, in high school. This now is the time to get everything together, because that world outside that door does not care about you, and it will eat you up and spit you out if you're too worried about what it thinks about you, okay?
Because this is being real. People walk, wait until they graduate to say, I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
Now, if you have a huge support system and parents that'll let you sleep on the couch for the next 5 years and 6 or 7 years, you might look at that as a good thing. But that will that can actually cripple you.
Yes.
Because it is the umbilical cord of safety that is still still bad and a detrimental to your own and your own potential success.
Yes.
So especially if you don't have a good support system, you need to be ready, bro. You need to listen. By the time I was 16, in my sophomore year, I was already planning my life, what I wanted to do after I graduated, how I was going to do it, why I was going to do it. Already aligning myself with my purpose, because that's the sense of urgency I put on myself. So you look up, by the time I graduated was 18, I knew I was going to go to university for free in the honors program. And I had a lot already prepared and lined up and going for myself, all through preparation.
Right.
Now, you could be that, or you could be the guy that says, well, I'm going to just, figure out what I'm going to do and blah, blah, blah. And you could be one of those people which justify that kind of thinking and don't create urgency.
Right. And caller, I prepared my mind when I was young. I went to Baumholder, Germany, and first time ever going by myself to another country, a foreign country, by myself without knowing anyone. But I didn't run with that. I welcomed that because I became my own community. It doesn't matter where I was at, because I'm always going to be the same me, whether it's in Germany or Mars. I don't care where I'm being placed at. I'm always going to maintain who I am, and I'm never going to let anything around me, just because the area is different, the ecosystem is different, doesn't mean I have to change with that ecosystem. I create the ecosystems in my mind. And as long as I create those ecosystems, I can thrive in any type of ecosystem out there. So can't I.
And Carla, when you truly understand that, I don't think y'all truly understand how powerful that is. And I've seen this for myself, because I just went through four different countries. And I've seen that in itself. An environment does not make you.
Yes.
I'm a product of my people. We taught that proudly. I'm a product of my environment. You're only a product of your environment until you are a person who is evolved enough to change their environment. So you need to know and decide which one you are.
All right, Steve, you mind if I, take that experience of yours and do that myself and die? Because I feel like that's actually a good,
stop. This is what I want you to do. I don't want you to take our experiences. And I don't want you to believe us or trust anything we are saying to you right now. What I want you to do is take the information that we are laying upon your desk right now, and we want you to forge, you cut the pieces of the meat that are good, that are going to help you, and forge that information to fit your life in your world. Don't ever try to follow another man. We're men trying to show you how to follow yourself. Yes, the information we're giving you is really good, and it's like, wow, holy shit. But what we want you to do is take the information, wield it, forge it, and let it be your thought, your mind, not us. Because here's the thing. If you take our information as it is right now, you're going to have to keep coming back to us for information. You see
that?
Right. Right. So I don't want you to keep coming back. Like, even in the Serengeti, once the lion gets old enough, you got to get down to that pride. You got to go and make your own way. So what I'm saying to you is I want you to create your world and your community off the information. That's how game works. Don't mimic me or don't mimic Ty, because you can't mimic greatness. You can't do it. It just won't happen. You can try, but it ain't going to happen. So you must create greatness inside of yourself through the information that two great motherfuckers are giving you. Ty?
Right. I have one more question. One last question.
Sure. What's up, man? What's up, buddy?
All right. So you said take the information, right? And that I shouldn't believe you. I should believe it for myself, right? But
mm-hmm. See it for yourself. See it for yourself.
See it for myself. So that doesn't mean I should take the information and, like, how should I go about testing the information?
By taking what Ty and I have given you and the notes that you're writing right now, all the notes you're writing right now, look at the notes and put action to every note. To put action to every note. And then tonight, when you go to bed, before you go to sleep, go turn out all your lights. Do you have a smart TV in your room or something like that?
Yeah, I've got a TV. I don't think it's a smart TV, though.
All right, well, just turn out the lights and relax. I'm not saying meditate or anything. I'm saying that go over the information that you did and ask yourself, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? And what adjustments can I make tomorrow? So then tomorrow you take that information and go forward. See, the thing about game, I just want to say real quick, the thing that y'all got to understand about game and learning from Ty and myself is that I want you to think, and I was telling someone the other day, I want you to think about 1, 2, 3, okay? 1, 2, 3, okay? So what happens is for a lot of guys, they get information, and because they don't trust the information, they take one step forward to the 2, but then they fall back to the 0. They don't even hit the 1. They fall back to the 0. But what Ty and I are giving you, we're going to give you information. You take it. It's going to get you to a 3, but eventually it's going to slow you down to a 2 once you utilize the information. And then you will be at a 2. So then tomorrow you start at a 2, and then the information you have, you'll leapfrog past the 3 to the 4. Then the 4 will bring you back down to a 3. You see what I'm saying? Because you're always, things just don't happen overnight. You know, habits don't work. You know, habits just don't work overnight. So what you have to understand is we're giving you to the 3rd spot. You'll get to the 3. But I'm letting you know the 3 is going to bring you back to the 2, okay? Because if you utilize the information, you're going to come back a little bit because you're going to have some pullback with your mind. But the average guy will go to the 2 and get yanked to the 0 because he's not really actually doing anything. He's doing most self-sabotaging and stuff like that. But Ty, what say you on that, brother?
Yeah, brother. You want to make sure that each day you're reviewing your results, you're reviewing your actions, your thoughts, you're reviewing your plan for the day and how that went. And you're constantly taking accountability for the results and how your day went. And then actually, what happens is over a week, over a month, over a year, you'll know exactly and specifically how you improved and what you're improving towards.
Yeah.
And you just got to think about it. The average person doesn't even, think about what they're doing. They just live up a habit, and then they just take life and react to life instead of being proactive and creating a plan and living life with intention.
Right.
So you can make your choice. You can wake up and do whatever you want, like to sleep and fall asleep and just whatever happens, and just live wondrously. That's up to you.
Right. Real quick, before we grab a call, last thing I want to say is think about the reason why I say you go from 3 to the 2. See, the reason why you won't go 3 back to 1 or 0 is because the information that you're using is going to be the anchor. You're going to go back, but the anchor of the information is going to hold you at another level, one step ahead of what you are. But don't think that you're going to stay on 3. You're going to stay on 3 for a second, but it's going to pull you back. But that pullback will pull you back to the 2. Then tomorrow when you get to the 4, the 4 is going to pull you back to the 3. You see what I'm saying? That's how it's going to work. You're not going to stay at the 4 until you unlock. See, Ty and I are not going 1 to 3. we're going to 1 to 1 billion, 1 to 1 million, 1 to 1 trillion, one to it. We know we're going forward. There's no pull back. It's only push forward once you lock into this stuff. But for you right now, yeah, for you right now, you're just gonna go. You're gonna go up to a 3 by the information we're giving you. But because of your mindset, you're gonna go back, but you're not gonna go back to the 1. The information you're gonna use is gonna hold you at a 2. If you utilize what you don't,
you'll constantly be fighting yourself.
Yes.
Until you truly get everything within you on the same page: your Absolutely. Thoughts, your mind, your soul, even your ego,
yes.
even what you wear, why you wear it,
mm-hmm.
what you say, why you say it,
yes.
what you think, and why you think it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And until you get everybody on the same page, all the pieces and parts to yourself, it'll be a tug of war. But when it's not a tug of war, I'm telling you, you win exponentially.
Hell yeah, absolutely. All right, so call. We got another call to grab, so we'll throw you in, young man. If you got any questions, call back, okay? And good luck to you, man. Thank you for the call. Great job. Okay, Eric 404, how can we help you, sir? What's up?
Thank you for the call. Great job. Okay, Eric
404. Let's call. Okay, 404.
Call, we can hear your TV in the
please,
background.
Please turn your stuff down. We'll give you 10 seconds or 5 seconds, please. 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2. All right, we're going to bring you back in. Okay, hopefully there's no back noise. Okay, 404, what's up? What's your question, man?
All right. Okay, so hello. My name is Adam. I'm a senior in high school, and I just wanted to, I'm trying to give you the whole picture, all right?
Whole picture of what? I already know your picture. You don't need to give me a whole picture. Just ask your question. You don't need to give me a whole picture.
Okay.
I already know your story. What's your question, buddy?
All right, so there was a girl I was talking to.
There was a squirrel out. Wait, remember, okay. What you mean is there was a squirrel out front of your yard? Because doesn't mean anything. But go ahead. What about this girl?
Everything was going perfect. Like in class, like she always comes in next to me. We'll talk. Then just today, she just completely just ignored me. Right.
Hey, wait, are you a senior?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me ask this dumb question. Now, if a girl, when I was in high school, when a girl sat next to me, you want to know why she stayed next to me? Because she knew what the
why?
Fuck I was going to be about when she sat next to me. Because as soon as she sat next to me, I was like, what's up, girl? How you doing? Get your head. Hey, come a little bit closer. And I'm starting to talk game. I'm spitting flavor. I'm not going to sit there like, hi, Susie, how you doing today? Oh, hey, Susie, how are you going today? You see, what's perfect to you on your level of thinking is a loss because you're wasting time and you're wasting words. And because you wasted time and words and didn't get across that you were interested in her, see what she was about, now you're worried because she lost interest in you because he who waits and hesitates masturbates.
He, if you hesitate, you're late.
Yeah, you hesitate. You see all the hesitation you had, caller?
Yeah.
Why didn't you, when you first told her, say, you know what? After class, I'm going to holler at you after class. Class is over. Hey, peep this. Look. Hey, look, I didn't want to say this in front of everybody because I don't know what's going on with you, but here's my number and everything. Give me a call. Let's get together sometime. Gone. And then when you walk in the next day, you don't even talk to her. You go see the next girl. Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? Hey, I'm going to holler at you after class. I mean, why? Why not? What's wrong? Why just talk to her? What's the purpose of that?
Be about what you want, man.
Yeah, I mean, every. Well, this summer is when I truly started skating. And then I used to really be a bum. Like I was failing school.
What?
I was doing terrible. I didn't go gym. I was just a loser. So then, this is actually
Going to the gym doesn't make you a loser. Okay, sir, stop. Going to the gym or not going to the gym doesn't make you a loser. What makes you a loser is you be around a woman, or a young lady that you're interested in, and you didn't even ask for what you wanted or even move her to get what you wanted. You just sat around and talked to her like you were a gay best friend. Did she paint your fingernails?
Yeah, I can see what you mean. Like, I'm talking to her like a friend when I'm not trying to be a friend.
There you go. Why waste your time?
So how do I talk to her like I want to,
all right,
to,
sir.
You know.
How many days has it been? How many days has it been?
2 weeks and 2 days.
All right, multiply 2 weeks and 2 days by 5. So if we're looking at that, that's 16 times 5. Multiply that, and that's how deep in a hole you're in right now. Because every day that you talk to her and don't put in your motherfucking bed, you might as well get your shovel and dig that hole five feet per every day that you bullshit. So look at the hole you're in. So you can't, listen, you can't just tell her that I like you or I'm interested in you now, because she already knows that you're just this soft friend. You're cuddly. You're a good guy. But wait, where is this coming from? Because if you actually like me, why are you bringing this up right now, Ty?
Right. Why'd you wait 6 months, 3 weeks later, and then I like you.
I like
you. Pretended to just be your friend every day. Man, you seem creepy and weird. You should have told what she was about the first time you met her. And it'd have been simple.
All right. So how do I go about that?
You know what makes the asshole? You know what makes the asshole caller? Is that he goes after what he wants. He goes after what he wants, and he doesn't give a fuck about the result. It's like a zebra walking up on a lion in the Serengeti. The lion be like, oh, shit, it's like that? Okay, let me eat you. But you're like, no, Mr. Lion. No, Mr. Zebra. It's okay. Go back and eat some grass. Can you go get me some? I mean, you were really, really soft. You see what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah.
And listen, you better get this. You better take care of this stuff right now, because if you go out in high school, they're going to eat you up, man. These women want men. They want men that know what they want and don't. Listen, women are smart enough to keep you at alarm's distance to hang out with you. So once she realized you were safe, okay, that's why she kept hanging out with you. See, the one that she stays away from is the one when she doesn't feel safe around him, and meaning as, I don't know what I'm going to do if I get around this guy. I don't know. I mean, my God, should I kiss him? Should I touch him? I don't want to give this away, but man, I just got to show him I'm interested in him. That's the unsafe I'm talking about. Not scary unsafe, but Ty, would say you.
No, you told him everything he needed to know, man.
Okay, so we got another call. Caller,
so
you good?
With a different mentality.
All right, caller.
Yeah.
So we'll throw you back in, man. And hey, dig yourself out that hole, man. Get that ladder and try to get out that fucking crater. You like in the Grand Canyon type
shit. Somebody just said something in my chat. Only way he could get her now is if she see him with the other girl.
Well, not necessarily the other girl, because she won't feel any, there's no jealousy, because he's already created a perception that he doesn't go after what he wants. So she's like, oh, he's got another girlfriend. I mean, a girl that's a friend. Not a girlfriend, but a girl that's a friend. But 954.
Right. She know you ain't about shit. It's the same way.
Yeah.
Whereas the opposite. If a woman will automatically want a woman away from you, because she know how much you can flirt. She know how smooth you are.
Mm-hmm.
So with you being acting and moving around like a friend, and you know that you ain't about shit, you don't go for what you want, you ain't got no game. She see you with another girl, she already know you ain't doing shit.
You're not a threat. You're not. But
you ain't even making her jealous in no way, shape, or form.
Right, but if you were talking to her and put your bid in, and then she saw you with another woman, then there's gonna be a little bit of jealousy and a little bit of territory in this. But 954, I'm sorry, what's going on, brother? What's up? What's your question?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? What's going on, Ty? How y'all doing?
What's good with you, brother?
Hey, so my question is, Steve, I know sometimes you say that like she's met you before, meaning like the girls met like the type of guys like, I guess we are.
No,
sometimes.
Yeah, she met a weak mentality before. A person with a bad
mentality.
Yeah, she met you before in high school, high elementary. What's your question, though? What's up?
Well, yeah, it was just pretty much that. Like, you know, what did you mean by that? Like, is it the way like we talk, the way we are, you know, stuff like that?
No, it's your everything.
Like, the way we come, the way we approach her. Like, yeah, I guess
you don't approach
what it was.
You don't even approach her. You look at her like a stalker. You don't do anything. You just stare at her. You stare at her and wish to her and pray that she looks at you, or she comes over and talks to you, or, oh, my God, do you see Julie today? Wow, you know, today's going to be the day I'm going to finally do it type stuff. I mean, y'all are just scared of women, and it's not a bad thing. It's just you're scared of women. And because you are scared of them, you make them and worship them in a way that they don't want to be worshipped. They don't want to be worshipped. Ty, let me show you something. It's not dirty or anything. It's not dirty, so I want to make sure, Ty, let you know that. But
Twitch.
No, it's definitely not dirty. But I played this yesterday, but it's definitely not dirty. I'll just hear a piece of it. Listen to this, right? Listen to this.
Bottom line, I think, is that I just really want to build something with you. And it scares me how badly I want to do that.
Stop right there. See that? I've
never heard that before.
Right, but we hear that. We hear that all the time. Call it.
Yeah, I never heard that before.
Yeah. Y'all don't hear those things because you don't believe in yourself that you can get those things. So you are your perception. It's not myself and Ty. Ty is his own man. I'm my own man. It's just that he and I have what we have in common is we are own men. That's what we have in common. Whereas you're a guy that doesn't believe in himself. And you're somebody that doesn't work on himself. So the woman notices that what you are based off of what you are. Ty, what say you, brother?
We catch it all the time. And, you know, from our standpoint, it's coming from a good relationship with ourselves. From her standpoint, it's coming from she's already insecure herself. She's already indecisive herself. So if you meet a woman and you're more indecisive than her, you're more insecure than her, that screams to her. And a lot of these women fake y'all out. They fake confident. They fake act tough. They fake their poise and their composure and you know, acting confident and standing tall.
Fake.
So you get beat by a fake every time. That just shows how low the bar is for you.
Yes.
A lot of y'all fall at the simplest level, at eye contact. Just looking somebody in the eyes when you talk to them.
Yes.
Or even being able to say what you mean and say it with your chest.
Right. And 224 bringing this, but 954, what I was saying is that, okay, when you see a woman, the first thing you're saying is, oh my, okay, I talked about this yesterday. Remember I told you intent versus result. The problem is your intent is sex. As a man, my result is conquer. Even though I may have an intent of conquering, I will hit my result because I'm not making it about the woman. I'm making it about me, where your intent is about sex. So you will never have a result because your intent is so great. You have already put the woman in your head trying to kiss her ass, trying to beg and barter, where Ty and I, our intent may be conquering, but we are in the result. And because of our result, we withhold the dick from the market, versus thus giving us more value in her eyes, because she will recognize that a man that has game and has women is not desperate for sex, because he's already getting it. So why do I need to beg for something I'm eventually get? Ty, what say you?
Carla, I wouldn't give a fuck if I was on a drought or had zero women. I still wouldn't move desperate, act desperate, or even move. Listen, Carla, not even just about women, towards anything. I could be dead broke in my pocket, no money in my pocket,
right,
and get an offer of a lifetime.
Yes.
Like I got it.
Yeah.
And still,
so would it be like, you have to change your game?
You see what I'm saying?
It's not change your game. You don't have, okay, how can you change something you don't have? You don't have any game.
I think
so. If you don't have any game, how can you change it? Because if you had game,
by learning,
you would,
right? I mean, you got to learn and then, you
okay,
know,
but
you learn from the best and then you take it and you absorb it,
but,
and then,
okay,
you know, you take
even
it from
Luke,
there.
Okay. Even Luke. But okay, when Yoda, okay, I'm a sci-fi guy. When Yoda lifted the plane out of the water, even Luke couldn't believe what he did, and he couldn't process that information. And that's why Yoda said, "That's why you fail." Even his mentor. So just because you get under somebody doesn't mean it's going to actually happen. It's a process, but you must have a mentor. And a lot of you guys think you can do it on your own, and you can't do it on your own. Ty?
You got to see, you literally have to shift everything more than your game.
Yes.
You have to shift everything, brother. Because you're already thinking one way on one track towards something else.
Yes.
Towards hating yourself, worshiping a woman, thinking that the best thing she has to offer is some pussy, mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be on any level that you look at it. Even maybe your integrity or your morals may be somewhere else in the gutter. So,
right. And the bad news is that you're the master of that. That's the problem. You have mastered that skill of doing exactly what you're doing right now. And it's hard to come away from a master because even though there's doors behind doors, you're going through the wrong doors. You're going to the doors outside of yourself versus the ones that we're trying to get you to internally. So we got another caller, but is it mm-hmm. so you're good though, brother?
Yeah, no, for sure. Steve, I bought the birthday package, but also the confidence class. So I just didn't get the confidence class. You can send up whenever
just
you
send me a hello and I'll shoot it to you. Remember, it's gonna come as a weed transfer. Just send me a hello, okay? Send me a hello
all
and
right,
let me know
no
what
problem,
question you're getting. Okay, brother. All right, so we got another call real quick, but let's answer this question real quick for this guy. 224, 1 second. This is what guys understand. You don't the boundaries have nothing to do with the woman. The woman has nothing to do with the game. The boundaries you set are the things you set before you walk out that door. If you're
just interacting with it,
right? If you're trying to establish a boundary with a woman, then you fall under the intent, not the result, because your intent is this: you want sex so bad that you will change who you are and what you do over a piece of pussy versus the man that is a result. Whose solution base is saying what you see is what you get. And if you don't like it, there's the door. Thus, why you are such an asshole? Why are you such a jerk versus you? Oh, you're nice. You're sweet. You're kind. You're thoughtful and understanding. Ty, what say you before we grab the other call?
No, just like that. You should already know. You should already know your boundaries. It has nothing to do with her. And then when she comes into contact or interacts with a boundary that you have, that's when you address it.
Yes. All right, so let's get to this call real quick. Area code 224. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hear me? Okay. So I had a question about the bid. Not like it's just like a general question of after I'm done putting in my bid. Like I've been noticing that like none of the girls that I've been talking to when I've done it are asking that question. That specific question, even though like I'm saying it, they're just like, okay, sounds great, and I'm like,
are you giving them your number?
Yes.
Okay, then what's the problem?
Well, my problem is like after I give them my number, and then I'll text them the next day, and I'll send you know that one that
you're
that,
lying.
Then
you just I just caught you in a lie. How can you give a woman your number and text her? You're lying.
Well, they
you
text their name.
I just asked you, did you give the woman your number? You said
yes,
I did, and I text them.
How can you text
somebody whose number you give to?
Because they send me their name by text? That...
Right, okay, you're trying to cover up. So then what do you do when they do that?
So then after that, I send that first message that's down at the, bottom part of the
bid. You send a message, then what happens?
So what's going to happen is, like, they'll either, like, call me right up or they'll answer, like, right away saying something.
Good. Then set the fucking date up like I told you. What's the problem?
I mean, the problem is, like, none of them are, like, they're not inquisitive about, like, that.
Why do they? All right, hold on, Steve. Hold on a second. Why do they need to be inquisitive? About what? Aren't you providing the plan?
Well, from the information that I was given, I thought that they were supposed to ask that question, and that was supposed to be where I lead them down the direction.
Oh,
God.
I always told you. When they fucking respond to what your first text message to them, right? When they respond, I don't care if they giggle, laugh, call, smoke signal, dub, or put a note in a fucking bottle and chuck it in the ocean, you set the fucking date up. What's the problem?
Okay, I see. So then, I shouldn't be worried about if they ask that question.
It doesn't. Okay, caller. I just told you, and I told you when you were talking. I don't care what she says. I'm setting up the gate. Period. Period. I don't care if she laughs, say you're mean, or says why you're saying it. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to set up the date.
I don't give a fuck, Keisha.
I don't care, Keisha. I don't care. I told you it doesn't matter what she says. You set the date up. That's all you're doing. You're positioning to set up the date. If she calls you, you set up the date. If she knocks on your door, which she won't, you set up a date. You see what I'm saying? You set up a date. Okay?
Okay. It's just a little bit confusing to me. All right. Thank you.
All right. Respect, man. Respect. All right. So, Ty, here's a question right here, brother. Guys, y'all can call in. Lines are open. Y'all got questions we answer. Ty, go ahead. You can answer this one, brother, right here, and I'll get to the next one.
The reason you have a validation type of thinking, because you're at what I call low level thinking. In that low level thinking, you believe it's important or significant to receive validation. Just reacted to a message or a story time earlier, and a guy kept saying things like, "Oh, it was going good. She made a tweet or a post about she's starting to like this guy," and it was like an anonymous thing, but it was affirmation for him. It reaffirmed that she liked him. And to a man, none of this matters. None of this matters because I'm consistent about my plan and my solution and what I'm going to do and what she's going to do. And she can make the choice. It's none of my business.
Right.
But as long as what I want is happening, then there's no validation, doesn't matter. But because you're following instead of leading, you're looking for the light to turn green. You're looking for the traffic quarter to signal to send you a signal. Now think about it. When y'all hear these things, choosing signals, where else do you get signals? When you're looking for permission for something. Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
No, you're good. No, you hit that. I don't need to say nothing. You fucking nailed that shit. I don't need to say shit. I just jump to the next question. He said, okay, this is what y'all, okay. You're getting intention and conquering, intention and result wrong. You're saying intention is conquering, and because my I is about conquering, it allows me to control or have more influence on the results. You don't, I'm trying to see where the question is in this shit. Intention is conquering, and because my I is about conquering, it allows me to control or have more influence. You say, does it allow you to have, does it? I don't know if I hate to ask a question for a question, but this sounds like a statement. This is not a question. Is there a question in here? You see a question in here? This is a statement, dog. It's a statement.
That's a whole paragraph.
Yeah,
man.
That's a fucking statement. Can you go and redo this and articulate yourself better where you ask a question and not make a statement, sir? I mean, come on, man. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't understand what you're saying. Do it again. Write it over and send it. But
right. Make sure I know the call line is 563-999-3056. Yeah. Free 2-on-1 session that y'all can get.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And guys, we're talking about, and this is one of the biggest issues that a lot of y'all young guys, especially you guys that are just getting out of high school or this is your last year of high school, this is why most of you guys come into the world as problematic, because you actually think everything is a problem. There are no problems in the game when you are gamed up and know what you are. A woman can never be a problem. She can be a solution. Your parents can never be a problem. As I said before, do your job. Go to your – wait. Let's go to SC. Dude, Jesus Christ. Ty, take the wheel on that, silliness.
How do I stop comparing myself to others?
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit. Look at this camera.
You got Ty so conflicted. His fucking camera went cut. How do you
– fuck my shit up.
Right, you fucking shit up. How do you stop comparing yourself? How do you open a door? How do you turn on a light switch? How do you brush your teeth? How do you pick up a remote control? How do you grab a spoon? How do you grab a plate? How do you goddamn wash a dish? You guys act like this shit is so goddamn hard. You choose.
Well, see, you know, it's hard for him because it's so. See, for us, we may understand how we have such an alignment with ourselves. We can stop or start doing whatever we want. But for a lot of people, it's not that simple to stop it because they have this entire narrative attached to it. They're so attached to who they think they are, or who they think they need to be, that for them to just let it go and choose something else, they cannot communicate with themselves that directly. It's going to be, he's so trapped in his world. How do I start comparing myself to others? Well, I would ask you a question to that. Why are you even, what is there to compare? What is there to relate? What is there, why are they even worth comparing yourself to? But Steve, catch that one. He didn't catch that. Are they worth comparing yourself to? If I'm learning a skill, I'll give you a short one. If I'm learning guitar, am I going to compare myself to Jim Bob on the corner? Or am I going to compare myself to Jimi Hendrix, Prince, some of the greatest, some great guitar players? So who are you comparing yourself to and why?
That's a good one. That's a good one. All right, let me check the phone lines. Lines are over, guys. Y'all want to call in? Let's get to D-Money. Ask when you're...
What do you mean by exclusive?
Yeah, when you're trying to be exclusive with a woman, is it better if she...
I think he means exclusive as in, like, in a monogamous relationship.
Yeah, what is this thing where y'all guys wait for life to happen to you? And what is this thing where y'all want to wait for the... Why do y'all want women to take the wheel or the man position and do things? Number one, why are you trying to be exclusive with a woman thinking this way anyway? If I was you, well, I would tell the woman, don't be exclusive with you, because all it's going to be is pain. It's going to be handcuffing. It's going to be insecurities. It's going to be looking at her telephone. It's going to be following around. Yeah, all that shit, man. If I was that woman, I hope she listened right there. Run. Don't get in a relationship with this motherfucker right here. What do you mean? Why are you trying to be exclusive when you're not even exclusive to yourself?
Right. So, D-Money, what I say about this question is it reveals that, you know, you're waiting for her to do something. Now, this is better than asking her what she wants. This is better than asking her, what are we, or, you know, or are you ready for a relationship? But ultimately, where you need to get as a man is that you lay the law of the land. If you want something, just tell her what you want. And if she decides she can't give it to you or it's not for her, then let her walk out the door. Matter of fact, open it for her and tell her have a nice day. Mm-hmm. Whether you want a relationship or you don't want one. And you know what I'm saying? If you want one, you want one. Lay the law of the land down. Tell her what it is and what it isn't.
Right. And the thing is that you don't understand, big dog, is that I let them all know what they are, but this is your position. You know what?
No, Steve, when it really comes down to it, and did, like in the game, she is naturally going to want to renegotiate her contract.
Oh, of course.
Well, what are we? Are we still this? And are you still not ready for a relationship? And this is, so once you already let her know what she is or to you or who she is to you, she's going to fall in love with you more. She's going to want you to be exclusive to her. She's going to want all this, that, and the third. So that's what my world looks like. My world don't look like, well, should I wait for her to ask me? Why are you putting yourself in such a weak position?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Steve, anything else you want to wrap up on that?
No. You got some guys asking questions on your end. Any guys on your end asking questions? If not, you got... I'll go on this one.
I can check. Yeah,
if you check, but yeah.
This one.
Listen, if you're the architect of this question, I'm never going
to
I'm never going to go in that building because that shit's going to fall apart. If you're the architect of this weak-ass question you're asking. See, nobody's telling you to take a woman out on a date, but what makes you think, why do you think life is porn? Now, I'm not saying take her on a date, but why can't you show her why she should give you the bag? You don't want to say you got to take her on a date, but you sound like you just want to show up and then they automatically open their legs for you and give you everything you want. dog, you need to let me know where I can get some unicorn blood at, because whatever you're drinking and smoking is some powerful shit.
Again, he said, I'd rather not take on a date. How do I secure the bag? So you are going to pay for the pussy, essentially. You're going to try to use the date to fuck. Why not just tell her what you want? That's how you secure the bag.
Justin, there's no such thing as a modern woman. Is there? Can you tell me what's the difference between a squirrel and a modern squirrel? What's the difference between a cow?
Oh, catch this, Steve. He already just revealed something. He said, why is it that the modern woman think they are entitled to me to put them on a date or take them out on a date before we smash, but let others do it without going on a date?
We go.
So if she is the common denominator, and people are getting different results, you're the thing that is the problem.
You're the problem.
Chat, did y'all catch that? How did he blame the woman? How did he become the victim in this scenario? If she is the common denominator, if guys are smashing without a date, and you're the one taking her out on a date, how is that her fault?
It's all your fault because you know why? When she goes on your YouTube, or excuse me, not your YouTube, when she goes on your Facebook or Instagram posts, all you got, all those YouTubers that talk all that shit about modern women, listen to your language that you are mimicking from somebody else, using the word modern woman. There is no such thing as a modern woman. She's just a goddamn woman. But because you are in your feelings, because you can't fuck, you ain't got a mouthpiece, and you wouldn't know what to do with a woman if you had the opportunity. Listen, why would a woman even want to give you the time of day when you automatically, you understand what comes with the word modern woman? There's a lot of negativity with that word. And if that's your language and how you see the world and how you see women, you don't think she can't recognize that in you? Ty, what say you, brother?
No, just like you said, she's going to already recognize that hostility and bitterness you have.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to be on a date that you didn't want to take her on, pretending that you want to get to know her, when all you want to do is fuck.
All you want to do is fuck. Can't even ask what you want.
Who's worse, the person who plays along or the person who starts the game? You started the game once you sat there and allowed her to lead. And she's just playing along. Well, fuck it. If he's going to take me on a date, I'll go on a date. If he's going to take me on 5 dates, I'll go on 5 dates. Fuck it. You don't have to do anything. So the fact that you even said she's entitled for you to put her on a date, what does that mean to me? I don't give a fuck if all this modern woman shit. That shit goes out of the window when you become a man, because you create the laws, bro.
Yeah.
You create the standard.
Yeah.
She can be whatever she want to be, but I am who I am. Mm-hmm. And this is what it is. And guess what? I'll be transparent, upfront, and direct. And she can take what it is and what it isn't and decide what she wants to do with that, whatever it is.
Yeah. She know you want some sucker shit, because she can tell. Listen, she know you weak as fuck, because look at you. You feel that you got to take on a date. Listen, your intent is sex. She knows your intent is sex. So she's going to dangle that sex in front of your fucking ass to get the meal and move on and fuck and suck the other guy's dick. Who doesn't have to do that? Because the
right,
guy...
He's feeding her the nutrients she's going to use to rise some
right,
shit that night.
Right, exactly. The result. The guy that's the result, she's going to be smashing him. Where, look at you. You want to fuck them. Why, listen, you're mad because
that's
you're trying...
That just gave me a thought, Steve. Yeah. How many of these dudes pay for dates just for the woman to use that nutrition and just
and go fuck somebody else?
Go fuck something up. She let me hit on the 8th date, the 5th date, the 6th date. You think she wasn't doing nothing in this time, bro? Even if she wasn't. Nigga, do she ever even have to go home and eat with you?
That's what I'm saying.
Go check her fridge. Her fridge probably empty as fuck. She know Mark is going to take me on a date this Friday. And Wednesday. And Tuesday. I ain't got to go no food shopping. All I need is 3 different. Yo, I'm telling you, Steve, she could get 3 men. Or actually, she could get 5 men.
Yeah, gang.
Take her on a date.
Yes.
5 different days of the week.
Yep.
And not pay. Damn.
Nothing.
Damn.
Yep.
The modern man is so...
The modern man, right. The modern man who's the modern woman. See, you modern guys are the modern women. Because look at how y'all operate. Y'all operate with some man maxi pad type shit. Y'all operate like women. So the modern woman is actually the modern male. So anyway, we got D here. He's saying...
It's best to let her know what it is and if she's not down, charge it to the game. Why you put a question mark after this?
Well, here's
what else could it be? Could it be... telling her what it's not and hoping that she goes for it. That's pussyfooting, walking on eggshells territory.
Yeah.
Well, and over here, we stomp our feet, we roar, we wear our manes on our necks because we're lions, and it is what it is. And if she ain't, listen, brother, because listen, I know you're looking at the pussy or how pretty she is or maybe the way she cooks and cleans for you.
Yeah.
But if she is not on your plan, on your purpose, if she's not on your program,
yeah.
That's the biggest thing.
Well, that's we got called, but that's the problem.
Y'all ain't on the same page. Y'all not even the same book. We can't read each other. Mm-hmm. We can't. You know what I'm saying? My fault, Steve.
No, you're good. No, you're good. I'm just saying that the problem is you can't. I don't know why you guys think y'all can flip a switch when you've been soft all this time. Then all of a sudden you go man up and buck the fuck up and boss up, and then all of a sudden it begs a bigger question. Then who are you really? Are you this genuine, kind, sweet, thoughtful, caring, loving, great guy that I can use all this time? Or are you this asshole jerk? Who are you? You can't just flip-flop. You got to be one thought, one mind, one way, man. But we got to call 219. 219, what's your question, brother? How can we help you?
Yeah. All right, look, I'm a man from the dojo. So what's up, Ty? What's up, Steve?
So,
I have a couple of questions, more pertaining to some things that I've heard Steve say before. So I was wondering if, Steve, you can help me set up, like, the curiosity, attention, the time, respect, like stuff like that. I forgot.
So you're talking about how Steve tells you she has to earn those things, right?
Yeah.
Now ask yourself why a woman doesn't have to earn that already. Are they do not value these things?
There are things that I'm learning to value from watching you guys.
Okay, well, Steve, now tell them how she can earn these things. You don't value them in the first place. It doesn't make sense to you why she needs to earn it.
Yeah, you're
she can do it.
Yeah, you can't. Okay, here's the problem. Y'all guys are living a lie in a fake life. You're trying to do all this stuff to get some pussy. You ain't really trying to be about the game. You're trying to use this to position yourself to manipulate a situation, dog. That's you got an intent. You ain't trying to be the result, brother. You're not trying to be the result. And the only way you're going to do that, you need to get some coaching and all that stuff, dog. I mean, I know you got a few questions. We'll go through these questions, but yeah, but what's up?
I'm actually subscribed to Ty's Patreon. So if Ty has something like his own version of that, I can get him up on that. Huh? Oh, yeah. And I have another question.
I said, have you got one-on-one coaching from me?
No, not yet.
Then you don't want
to say, don't say you subscribe to the Patreon just because you get more exclusive content. Coaching is a whole other realm, brother. It's a whole different experience.
Doesn't make sense, man.
See, I could tell you this. I didn't recognize your voice.
Which tier? All right, which tier?
The top two.
The top two.
They just have different time slots, different time times to them.
Yeah. What's your other question, bro? What's up?
All right, my second question is, can you break down the difference between talking to her and talking at her?
Talking at her is what you guys do all the time because every word you're using isn't going anywhere. You're just talking to talk. You're just wasting fucking time. Just words and all that shit. You're just wasting shit. When you talk to a woman, you're leading her somewhere. You know where you're taking her, and you're showing her that, you know what, I'm not going to force you to go there, but being with me is going to make you want to go there. But see, that's where you got to learn game, man. You always going to learn. You always going to talk that way.
You just dropped the bomb on him. And I ain't going to make you go there, but we're talking, I'm not going to force you to go there. Mm-hmm. But being with me is going to make you want to go there.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. See, when you have game, you're not trying to force. See, the thing about game that y'all understand is Ty and I don't force the woman. We don't force the woman.
Yeah.
We allow her
to
radio. No, wait. She doesn't even look at us first. She looks at you guys first. They price shop. They look at you first. Because Ty and I are always at the back of the line. Like I told you, we're always at the back of the line where we want to be, because that's because the sweeter the victory is always at the back. And all she does is compare us, who are not trying to fuck, to the majority. All you guys, is all you are trying to do is fuck. So as she's looking at how we move, she realizes that being with a Ty or me is going to elevate her and educate her. Being with a guy like you is just going to give her a wet spot in the bed. So here's the choice. She can always get a wet spot on the bed with anybody or even by herself. So what is it that she gets out of you guys? Nothing. But again, like Ty said, if she wants a meal, she can get that out you. You'll be able to put up her Christmas and Halloween lights and all that other cake shit that y'all do. But Ty and I won't do that, because they're going to want to spend time with us and see us and hug us and kiss us, tell us how cute you are, how cute. They'll talk about how sexy your lips are. They watch when you lick your lips. They talk about your tongue. They talk about your – I mean, they talk about your butt. I mean, they just really disgusting. They're really nasty and fucking disgusting how they talk to us. But they do it because we are
the – Your thighs, look at your calves.
Yeah.
It's your arms.
Arms, all that stuff, man. All that stuff. So what's your next question, man?
All right, those were the end of my questions. Wait, actually, one more, because I didn't exactly hear the confirmation of what tier, like, for one-on-one coaching was for Ty.
What'd you say?
Like, which subscription is one-on-one coaching on your Patreon?
You can also read the descriptions on the Patreon, but to answer your question, the top two tiers.
Top two tiers?
The highest two tiers.
All right, I'm gonna jump ahead of the class. You got a lot of questions, so let me check the lines. All right, thank you, 219. We got a bunch of questions, but let me jump. This is a text. So the woman, the woman hit him up, right? So I'm not sure what your intentions are. You already failed, but I enjoy learning about you, and for that, I'm totally down. I just wanted to set the intention of our. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is why y'all guys lose. My intent will always be to conquer. I want the mind. I don't want what's between the legs. My intent, because that's why I withhold the dick from the market. I'm not giving her the dick because she hasn't even shown me she's even worth my time, attention, or respect. But your problem is you've already failed, because the woman. Why is the woman acting like the man here? Why is the woman talking like you should be talking? It doesn't make any sense, Ty. Why is the woman being the one that's taking on the man role here? Something's wrong.
She set the initiative. I just wanted to set the intention for our communication. she just did all that to you. She telling you like that.
Dude. That's you lose, dog. I leave her alone, dog, because eventually she'll get tired of you. I tell you this, John. If I was you, E-Dog, I'd just tell her, let's be friends. And when you go over to Ty's house and shit, I'll come over when he piss you off. We can just hang out and watch some soap operas and shit, eat ice cream and have a slumber party, because she'll get tired of you. I'm telling you.
I mean, yeah, E-N-N, you already said it all wrong. How about you tell her what intention you want to set for your communication?
You can't do that now.
Put your foot back down, my nigga. You let her punch you in the chest like that?
How y'all guys do this? Now look at this one. I'm dealing. Wait. What does that mean, dealing? You talking about a card game where you're dealing cards? What do you What do they mean by deal, Ty? Is that a, what does that mean? Dealing? Like, is it like, what does that mean?
I don't get it.
A woman that, okay, she has daddy issues and deals with depression. I don't think I've had enough game to help. Brother, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Hello? No, I can't hear nobody. No, I can't hear nobody. I can hear y'all through the TV. I can hear y'all through my TV. I can't hear y'all through the phone.
So let me try and see if we
give a minute and the thought to travel. But listen, traveling will allow you to physically see other cultures and, you know, other people, try the foods, maybe even try things that you wouldn't normally do in your day-to-day life, depending on the area that you live in, such as, like, let's say jet skiing or mountain climbing or some whatever crazy shit. So, you know, you want to definitely experience all that there is to life. And, you know, definitely take advantage of that.
All right, 252, can you hear us now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's your question? What's up, brother?
I just wanted to ask you guys, how do you maintain a good conversation and lead a good conversation? Or can y'all give me any tips on that? And this is not even, like, pertaining to women. This is just pertaining to anybody that I talk to in my day-to-day life.
Okay. You don't, can you first stop lying and say this is about women, please? This ain't about average guys. I know you could talk to your friends. So can you say this is about women, please? Can you stop lying and say it's about women, please?
No, it's not about women. I'll say about people that, like, if I'm meeting, like, somebody new, if I'm meeting somebody new. Like a new,
guy?
Or anything like that.
You talking about a guy?
No, we'll say woman. No, we'll, yeah, that sounds, yeah, we'll say a woman.
Are you sure? Because it sounds like you want to meet
dudes. Yeah, sir. Yeah, I'm sure. No, you're right. Yeah.
I know I'm trying to be right, but why are you lying? See, this is why you can't comment. This is why you're always going to be terrible, because you already came into the room lying. You came in the room lying. Wait, can you turn it down in the background, please? Turn it down in the background, please.
Yeah, we can hear it.
All right.
Turn it down.
My bad.
See what happens, Todd. They come in lying already, knowing that they full of shit on that shit, man.
Well, he couldn't get a straight sentence out. They said, no, you're right. You know, chat is so easy to say what you mean and mean what you say. You could be wrong. You could sound dumb. You could be right. Receive criticism for it. But the communication just becomes so easy when it's just raw, unfiltered, and truthful, bro. There's nothing hard about it. You struggle communicating with people. You're probably struggling saying what it is and what it's not. And in fact, the lack of a conversation is not a problem. A lot of times, people who aren't doing anything talk the most. And people who have a lot going on don't talk a lot. I've been in situations, people just all around me just talking about random nonsense and bullshit. Mm-hmm. And getting nowhere with it, but they're just having basic surface level, superficial conversations. And that's fine for them.
All right, we'll throw you back in 252, area code 858. What's your question, sir? What's up in 347? What's up, 858?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
What's your question, brother?
Hey, Steve. Hey, Ty. I just want to first say I respect you guys for just giving out free games. Like, I really appreciate it. No one's doing it like you guys. But currently I'm working right now, and I couldn't really hear everything you guys said. So my question is, will this stream be up, like, later? Because I just need to rewatch it and pick up on all the things you guys said.
That's your question, brother?
Yes, but this is my question. Don't start grilling, Steve. I just I'm working right now, so I want to know if I can rewatch this later.
What do you think?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm asking.
I'm working.
What do you think?
It'll be on Steve's YouTube channel. Well, if not, my Twitch bot.
Okay.
What was that?
Yes.
You ain't even listening.
You ain't even listening. Get off. Okay. Eric code 347. What's your question, sir? What's up?
All right. So I have two more questions. So my first question is, how do I, because, like, you know, I can really don't know, the fluff out my voice, like the fluff out the things I say. And I don't want to say, like, the feminine. I don't want to say the, like, I want to say all that. Cause
how old are you?
I told you, 17.
And this is what girls got to deal with. Do you see why they can't wait to get out of high school, man?
Bro.
Jesus Christ.
Nah, but, like, the question is, like, how do I say exactly what I need to say? Like,
well, what's so hard about just doing that?
What is it that you want to say?
Because adding shit that I don't need to say became a habit. That makes sense.
So drop it. Just drop it.
What is it that you want to say, man? Like, you're not telling. What is it that you want to say? Dog, you don't even know what you want to say.
That was on?
You don't know what you want to say?
Now or?
Oh, my God, man. This has got it. Y'all see why we win when they get to college? Because this is what they get all day from you growing up as people. A bunch of immature children that can't even hold a conversation. Dude, what is your question?
How do I say what I want to say and nothing more?
What do you want? What is it that you want?
I don't know.
Listen. Just go back into the basement, dog. We're going to let you go. Just go back in the basement. It ain't time for you to come out the basement yet. Here's a question. How do you respond to women that seem to a little standoffish when I, but you want to know why she's standoffish? Because I promise you, what is coming out of your fucking mouth is the number one reason why she's standoffish, because you don't even know how to talk to women. And here's the part of the thing that doesn't even understand. Why do you care if she's standoffish? Do you know some women hold mean mugs to scare guys like you off? Because they know you guys ain't tough enough to go past the interior of that fake look that they're holding up. You accept the look to be that. You understand women get hit on all day, every day. So they got to ward off losers by making a loser face that makes them look like they're standoffish.
They get intimidated.
Yeah, and they get intimidated by that shit, man. What is this shit? Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. She stand off, stand on her, stand next to her, stand over her.
Yeah.
I know what I'm saying, and I know why I'm here.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it. So all the calls that were built up are off now?
Yeah, they're off, yeah.
All right, so if you called before the lines got restarted, call back
in. Yeah,
y'all
call in now.
Down,
right.
Y'all should be able to hear it.
Y'all should be able to hear it.
And again, it's open line. First come, first third. Do not jump in 5 seconds after the show about to be over and then like trying to spam in. It's open line. Don't just blow it up.
Yeah, you know.
It's blowing up. It's probably already too late.
Yeah, there's a contradiction right here. See, wait, is it always a mouthpiece when it comes to attracting women? Or can gestures anger? See, the moment you make it about a woman, you lose. I don't want to. What part don't you surface dwellers understand? As soon as you put a woman in a sentence you're asking a question about, you automatically lose. Ty, with Ty, Green Ty. So y'all made him hawk up. Y'all made Ty hawk up and shit.
I'm in the fucking matrix, man.
Yeah.
Hold up. But no, all I was going to say, man, is that you're doing whatever you need to do to attract her. So if we told you it was the way you tap dance and do 10 cartwheels and wear the color green and dress like a clown, you would probably do it if it meant it could attract her.
Yeah. Lines are blurred.
Instead of being who you want to be and for your reasons and your purpose.
Y'all guys just stop camera. Hold on. Let me say hi to the thank you super chat right there. Appreciate the super chat. Thank you.
Hey, Dree. Oh, Dree. I appreciate the fire, man.
Thank you, Dree. Thank you, brother. We appreciate the love, man. All right, lines are blown. Let's go to 803, and then we got the other lines. 803, what's your question, sir? How can we help you, sir? 803 going once. 803, yes. What's your question, sir?
I just wanted to ask, how do I gain more discipline?
In what?
Like, in life. Like, just in myself.
For what?
Just read more books.
What is a book going to do that you? What is a book going to do for you? See that? If I was you, I'd put them damn books down. You can't even answer a simple. How old are you?
17.
And you're a senior in high school?
Yes, sir.
I can't understand. Guys, next August, this is the women that are dealing with these guys. Next August, they're going to be crazy after men. You guys are, this is, god damn. Ty, do you have anything for this young man before we bring in the next call?
I mean, just look at how, you know, three questions beneath the surface. You already don't have an answer. So how are you going to tell yourself you need to be doing something if you don't even know why you're doing it?
All right. Well, at least I'm going to answer. Okay, caller. We'll grab some other calls. You're good. Okay, anyway, let me grab this call. Okay, you asked a question. He said, with result/intention, what I'm confused about is that doesn't intention create the results, good or bad? No. Intention is manipulation unless it is intent to conquer. The majority of you guys just want to have sex with women.
He might be putting it on a grander scheme than sex. Like in a sense of like any intention towards any result. And again, an intention does not create a result.
Never.
An intention is simply, how can I put this? It is simply like a blueprint, or it is a frame. You know what I'm saying? The result comes from your actions.
Thank you. Yes. So I get, all right, so let's go in. Let me see here. I can tell, wait real quick, what ways can tell, because you're asking a female asked question. I can tell just by what you're asking, you ain't got no fucking game. 585, what's the question, sir? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's your question, sir?
Yeah, my question was, how do I work on the abundance mindset?
Which one of us on this show has talked about an abundance mindset?
Yeah, who the fuck talks about an abundance mindset?
That was my question.
I'm asking you, who the fuck on this panel talks about an abundance mindset? You might as well ask us about how to fucking make a fucking fried rice or some shit. I mean, what the fuck? Why, how are we supposed to answer the question? We don't even talk about that stupid ass shit. Why are you asking about that question?
I mean, that was something I was curious about.
That's, well, then you got the wrong answer, channel. Well, we don't have the answer because we don't talk about that shit. Why don't you do your homework on who the fuck talk about shit or you ask a dumbass question? Yeah, just hang the phone up. Get the fuck on the phone. Erico 269, what's your question, man? What's up? 269 going once, 269 going twice, 269 gone. Area code 347. What's your question?
Tried to hit a fucking buzzer beater, couldn't sink it.
Couldn't sink it. But 347, what's your question, brother?
All right, so I had to, like, think back. So the real question I wanted to ask was, how do I take that attitude, like how do I build, because I can't ask you a complicated ass question. I'm trying to make it.
And you just ask the like, question. What's the question?
All right. How do I speak like a man? But that
you
like,
cannot.
You are. You... Listen.
Wait, is that what's on?
You know. Explain to me what's so hard about it.
Right, because I feel like I've been absorbing.
Tell us how you feel. Tell us how you feel.
Yes, let's get your feelings.
Yeah, let's get your feelings out of the way. Tell us how you feel.
About to play the small violin.
Tell us how you feel.
Oh, my fault. I've been absorbing the attitude. And
you haven't been absorbing.
What attitude have you been absorbing? You know what the best thing is for you. Instead of asking that question, you need to be shown. You need to be shown, brother, because it's not hard. It's nothing extremely difficult about communicating clearly, directly, and upfront. What you need to understand
right.
is that you have a lot on your mind when you're trying to communicate, and it's the wrong things. You have the wrong things on your mind. When I'm communicating, I'm thinking, what do I want to say? What result am I trying to get? And what do I want this person to know? What do they need to know? I'm telling them what it is and what it isn't. I'm saying what needs to be said. If you're just trying to talk to open your mouth, then you're in the wrong place.
Yeah, man.
I don't speak unless there's something that needs to be said or I want to talk about.
Why don't you tell us why you're scared of women? No, you shout out to 1950. Why don't you just tell us you're scared of women? Why don't you tell us how that works? Why are you scared of women?
Oh, I thought you asked me why am I scared of women?
Okay, you have one right now. Are you texting one right now?
No, dry.
Of course you ain't. Right. Okay. All right. Well. All right.
Well, none at all.
None at all. None at all. And these women are just so, there's such an abundance of women out here. And none at all. What a shame.
Yeah,
all right. Well, thank you for that. We appreciate it. Eric code 832, sir. How can we help you, sir? What's up?
What's going on, Steve?
I'm not the only one here. Myself and Ty are over here.
Yeah. My fault. Shout out to the dojo. So my question was, how can I improve my creativity? You know, I watch a lot of y'all's videos, and I'm just wondering, how do y'all just come up with ideas and just innovate? I just want to pick y'all's mind on that.
What are you creating for?
Yeah, what is your intent on your creation?
So my intent on my creation is trying to expand on business ideas and just everyday life.
That's not business. What are you creating business ideas for?
Okay, this goes back to result of the intent. All right, understood.
You want to make money?
Say that again? Yes, I do want to
make
money.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, so I want to make money and just...
Make money for what?
Just to get out of any existing problems I have, because...
You don't want to make money.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to make money.
Okay.
Let me tell you why you're lying. Because why the fuck aren't you out there making money now? Why aren't you doing Uber, Lyft? Why aren't you doing Amazon Flex? Why aren't you out there making money? I'm asking. Why aren't you out there making money? You say you want to make money. You don't want to make money.
Yeah. It's just living comfortably.
Well, I'm just saying. This is...
So how badly do you want it if your actions aren't reflecting that already?
Yeah.
So this is the thing. You need to understand
not,
that a lot
not
of
not enough.
Carla, relax.
Okay.
You need to understand is the way this life in the world works, in the universe and God, you know what I'm saying? The way this shit works is the more you do, the more that gets done for you. So the more you try to do something, the more effort you put towards something is the more, and I'm talking about a genuine effort. We already just cost you. You said you want to make money. You said, why aren't you trying to make money right now? What are you actively doing right now to make money? You said nothing. But I bet you would sit here and probably complain that you're not lucky and nothing's been happening, no matter what you've been trying to do, blah, 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 and all this other shit. But your actions aren't consistent with what you say you want. So how can the world bless you? How can the world give you opportunities if you don't even know what you're looking for? Or you're not putting yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. Just through action.
What did you do yesterday to make some money?
Or the day before.
Just go to work.
And how are you going to make money tomorrow?
And then and marketing.
How old are you?
So, I'm 20.
How old are you? You're 20.
20.
So what are you doing with your life?
I am working towards getting my computer science degree.
Okay, but are you working?
I am.
Do you have your own place?
Working towards it.
What a shame. You just say I live with my mommy. What is it, mommy or daddy? Mommy or daddy?
Not a roommate.
A roommate. Okay, roommate. Now, roommate's name is mom, right? The one that cuts your bread. Cuts your slices and shit.
She cut the crust on the bread.
It makes little stars. And shit. all right, Colin. Colin, man. You got any other questions? We got to help.
I appreciate it.
I respect, man. Thank you, brother. 667, what's your question? How can we help you?
I don't have a question. I didn't think I was going to get through.
Oh, you don't get through. Get through, baby.
Oh, you're here today. You're here today. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, introduce yourself and stop giggling.
Hi, Steve. Hi. I watch you guys here and there, and I just happen to catch the live, so I thought I could call in because I was just kind of going through a situation where I felt myself in a relationship for 8 years, and I didn't realize I was dealing with a stupid guy. He was just all about sex,
hold on.
I lost myself.
Hold on, Carla. How you get stuck in a relationship for 8 years?
8 years, yeah.
Clear your
conscience. I let my bad habits get the best of me.
What are your bad habits? What are those bad habits?
I like sex.
Well,
and that's all he had to offer me.
But
yeah.
See, that's why you.
I knew better, but I did it anyway, and I got caught up.
Well, no, the problem is, never had a side guy to give you structure. That's the problem. You didn't have any structure with a side guy. if you had a side
well,
guy.
Well, that's crazy because the side guy, I was just telling him that I had called the show. I was telling him because he's back in my life now. And he's like the perfect example of what you guys talk about. He don't play. He, like, I realize I was wrong, and but he don't give a fuck. He's, you know, it's just that I am being the girl that I needed to be to a real man. And he's still in a relationship, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to chase him.
Yeah, yeah. He got another girl, and you cool with him.
Yeah, I hope he started his business. I hope he started his business, and he was kind of mad that I was playing. You know, I chose a non-man over him, basically. And I didn't realize it until 8 years, the difference. That guy was all about sex. He wasn't trying to work. He was up under me all the time.
You fumbled your position. You're going to have to do a lot more to get it back.
I know.
Hey, are you cooking dinner? Are you which one are you cooking dinner for? The side guy or the weak man at your crib? Who are you cooking dinner for?
Well, the side guy, he already asked me to cook dinner. I just moved out and got my own place again because I did a lot of stupid stuff with the guy. I gave up my house. Right. I quit my job. I lost both my cars.
Vacuum as well. Vacuum?
I know, for real.
A black hole?
Look, I want you to go to the...
Oh, suck everything out of you.
Yeah, for real. Go to the store.
I lost my house. I had a house.
I
with someone who's one bedroom apartment trying to show him that I was... I don't know what I was doing. I don't know. I think I was already... I lost my mind by that time.
There we go.
Listen. I appreciate you calling in because this is the thing. Before I even did, like, you know, internet dating advice videos, before I even did this stuff, I used to do it for people in real life. And some of them would be women that I've known and stuff like that. Yo, y'all, I realize, ladies, y'all have a dangerous choice in life.
Mm-hmm.
A man can ruin a woman's life before a woman can ruin a man's life. If y'all have a bad leadership, bad guidance, bad influence, that will sink the whole ship terribly. And listen, you lost the house, the cars, and all that. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You can get it back when you got it before. But imagine you could have been with a man where you quadrupled each of those things.
Yeah.
It's not just dick. You get in everything. Listen, and this is where the level of game transcends pussy. Because you would have been getting the great sex. And listen, you been a nigga like me, it would have been the great sex.
Yep.
That house, those two cars, everything would have been bossing up. Everything would have been moving up. Y'all with these complacent ass, bum ass, man. But it's y'all choice.
Yeah, hey, 667, you still there, baby girl?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, I would tell you to get a pen out. And how big is your TV in your house?
60-inch.
You got 60-inch flat. Is a flat screen 4K?
I know it has like a smart TV, yes.
Okay, all right.
I'm not a technology person.
we getting somewhere. You got a little bit of surround sound in there? You got some surround sound?
No, I just moved it to my apartment. So I've been here like 3 weeks.
Come on, because if I'm watching the game, if I'm playing my video game, I'm watching football, I need to hear that. I need to hear the shots coming from all over the place. All right, so I need that.
Okay.
Let's see what else I need from you. What's in that refrigerator of yours? You got any steaks in there? I mean, what's in the refrigerator?
I need some lamb.
I
need some lamb with some rice.
I was just going to change my diet.
Broccoli.
I wanted to do like more veggies, and not that I'm overweight. I just wanted to get back to my ideal weight because I know that I like wearing dresses and all this cute shit, and this guy had me looking crazy. He wasn't even making sure I looked good. Like, I know better because I'm a full-made exotic dancer, so it's just like I went from glamour to like, what's up?
Baby girl, let's talk.
Yeah,
I'm getting
down,
my
baby.
Place back. I only got 15 more pounds.
Baby girl, shh.
Brother,
it's
you are so got to get
oh, wait, let me tell you, it's remember to submit, sex, and yeah, so, hey, look, write this down. Go to the, make sure you go to the grocery store. Or maybe they did, I think they have it, you can find it at the gas station, maybe. They got this thing called Big League Chew, okay? They got Big League Chew. And what I want you to do is buy a bunch of that, because I want you to grab the gum and I want you to stuff it in your mouth and chew it, because you got to get your gums and your muscles, because when you give a little bit of dome, you're going to be doing it right. I'm going to show you how to do it right. So we want to take the gum and chew on it and keep chewing to get your jawline
acclimated. Well, I was going to practice on Randy. He asked me. I owe him that since I dumped him for a dummy. So, you know, I had to do that. It was his birthday. And he said, I need to give him some, you know, to make it right. I was like, oh, really? You have a girlfriend, though. But I'm going to do it anyway.
Now, wait. He's going to take me on a date, though.
He's going to take me on a date. We've been friends for a long time.
Now, wait, how many girlfriends do you have?
I don't want to be with him. How many girlfriends do you think?
Hold on, baby girl. How many girlfriends do you have right now?
I don't have any friends.
All right, well, look, you got to go on a field trip and find some girlfriends.
I don't have any friends.
Listen to me. You got to go on a field trip. You got to find some friends.
They are all exotic dancers and or career women now or married. Listen,
I want you to go to Hobby Lobby or Michael's, and I want you to get a big bow. You can get the bows at Hobby Lobby or Michael's. Have one of your exotic girls take her clothes off, lay in the bed, and put the bow on her and bring him in.
Okay.
And that's how you got to take care of a guy. You want to be able to do that for a guy?
He said he only want me. I tried to bring in other girls. He said, I've been chasing you for 10 years. He asked me to marry him, but I know I want to be, like you said, in the right his space before I deal with the real man. I don't want to be, you know, that drama. So that's why the only reason why I'm avoiding him.
Wait,
I know
man,
better.
Is the real man the man that chased you for 10 years and that's your man?
That's not a man.
No, I mean, he's been dating and everything. He's just mad that I chose another guy over him, and he was right because that guy didn't uplift me. He just kind of broke my life down.
He might have a sheep in wolf's clothing.
Yeah.
The reverse of a wolf.
I was thinking that's why I said he's cool because I got more games than both of them, so I just got to get
that's the problem. No, listen. The fact that you could say that, you got to find you a real man. That wouldn't even be the case.
I do. That's why I'm not settled. That's why I called you guys. I felt the topic very interesting, and I was like, what if I get through? What's going to happen?
Well,
what particular region are you located? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, where are you located?
I'm in Baltimore.
Oh, so you're in the DMV? Okay. All right.
Baltimore
and Philly is cousins.
It's right next door. Yeah.
Baltimore and Philly is cousins. Hey, Carly, you going to be at the family reunion?
The inner harbor.
I see you there, Carly.
So tell me how Zero's doing. How's my girl Zero doing? That's what we're going to name it, Zero. How's Zero doing?
I'm doing good. I just can't wait to get back on. I didn't ask about you.
I asked about her. I'm asking about your girl. Is she shaving? Are you taking care of her? How tight is my girl? How is she doing today? I mean, because nobody asks about. They always ask about you.
She needs a deep massage.
I'm more like Wreck-It Ralph. I go and I fuck everything up. I'm destroyed.
If I could get back to you guys one time, I would love to business outside of this to maybe do some type of conference or something.
Well, I know because this is what happens.
Like put an event together and you talk to some guys and we make some money together.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Your money is gonna be my money. You see what I'm saying? We do it right. Your money is gonna be my money.
As long as we're making it, you can control all of it.
Well, yeah, because I'm king. I'm king at your place, right? That's what the deal is, right?
Yeah. I would love to come visit me. I would lose my mind.
What would happen? We came visit. What would it be like? I mean, walk me through. We came through that door. What would it be like? Explain. I would give us a reason to come through.
Well, I would have to plan that first.
What would you?
I would have to make sure I'm a good hostess.
Oh, okay. How would you take care of us?
Well, I'm not just going to invite you to my apartment. I might give you a tour, but you know, there's other places we can go. That
like
might
where?
Be where we end up. Well, we might end up in the hotel.
Well, I'm from a student at GCU, Craig University. I got my bachelor's there, so just to keep it focused on the university.
Yes, it focuses on the university. Yes. Yes. So where what's going to happen? I mean, just you know, keep it clean. But what are we doing?
You tell me. You lead, and I'll follow.
Oh, I know what's going to happen. I mean, it's already.
Oh, I know what's going to happen too.
Yeah. Yeah. You ain't tell me nothing we don't know.
You might just fall asleep by now.
Yeah, you like how we talk this day. Yeah.
Fall asleep.
Yeah.
Now wait. You might have to stay tonight because you might just be snoring.
Well, let me look at that resume. I mean, can you cook? I mean, what can you do to keep me around?
Don't ask me about social media. I don't have social media.
In these badges.
I know. I mean, but
right, will I even want to take my shoes off?
Yeah.
Will I be able to get
clean? I was wondering if you'd be out there back in the day called Gucci Mechanic.
I
can't
do
too much.
Oh, wait. So do I need to show you how to cook? I mean, is it dinner? What is your specialty?
I definitely know how to cook from recipes.
Like, what would you make me? I'd like to know, what would you make me?
Whatever you like. I can make whatever you like. That's the point. I just don't cook because, you know, I'm a businesswoman. I do a lot of traveling. But when it comes to priorities, I take care of priorities.
Wait, so you know what? Wait. Send us a photo so I can send it
to you. So if you would like me to cook dinner, I mean, that's what I do. I will learn whatever needs to be learned to make sure I'm doing what needs to be done.
All right, wait. Are you going to send us a photo?
I just heard you say you're a businesswoman. You like to travel. Come travel for some business.
Yeah.
I used to perform. I used to sing. I had a music video back in the day, you know, and I kind of got sidetracked dealing with this guy.
All right, listen.
I got the guitar, the song was called Coochie Mechanic, and the guy from LA was like, don't put that song out, you're going to throw the wrong attention, and I did. I was like, I'm looking for a coochie mechanic, and I got one, and that's what I got. I didn't get nothing else. He didn't know how to do anything else.
Now wait, are you going to shoot us a picture so we see who we're talking to so I can send it to Ty? You send it to me, I'll
send
it to Ty.
I can send you a picture.
Yeah, go ahead, send me one right now. Go to the type manmind@gmail.com. Come on, girl, send that shit right now. Shoot one over so we can send it to Ty.
Just send it faster on Instagram.
Yeah, or would it be faster on Instagram? No, I think it'd be faster email because I just shoot that shit right over.
I don't have social media. I was about to text it to you.
Okay, well, how you tell you ain't got my? How you gonna text it to me?
Somebody give me a Gmail or a text, a cell phone number, and I'll send it and keep it at that.
I give Gmail, themanmindset@gmail.com. The man mindset at gmail.com. Then I'll forward it right over to Ty.
Don't put this online.
No, I won't put it online. I'm going to shoot over to Ty. So it's in between us three. This is us.
Because you got an ass shot. I took a selfie in the mirror.
That's the kind I like. That's
all right,
the kind
yeah,
I like.
Send it over, and I get it.
I'm going to emphasize that.
All right, shoot it over. Let's talk and shoot that over so I can shoot that to Ty.
I'm sending it now.
Okay, themanmindset@gmail.com. Let me see. Okay. Let me know when you send it, and I will check it out. And we will definitely see what's up.
All right, let me get this together. All right, yeah, so are you guys done with me?
No, well, we can't be done with you until we see the photo yet.
Started.
Yeah, we just getting started. Let's see the photo. Yeah. You represent the DMV, man. I used to go to Baltimore.
Oh, gosh. I feel so excluded because this is the only picture I have in my phone, and I took it when I just moved it to my place. So,
Okay, with no judgment.
I wouldn't care if you said that.
Yeah, no
judgment. After you left.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, baby girl, don't worry about it. I just made
what?
A track a few weeks ago called I Don't Reply to Her Nudes. So don't worry. I ain't going to reply. I'm just going to look. I don't reply to her nudes. So let me just see what you
I
got.
I just sent it.
Oh, shit. Oh, let me pop this.
Oh,
here.
Shit.
And I shouldn't have sent
it. Wait. Before I do, I'm going to send it to Ty first. I'm not even going to look at it yet. I'm not going to look. I'm going to forward it to Ty.
You want to look at it at the same time?
Yeah, we're going to look at it at the same time, Ty. All right. I just sent it to you, Ty. All right, you got it?
Hold on. No pressure yet.
Anyway, now it's supposed to be an ass shot? This is supposed to be the ass shot or something?
See, you clicked it, man.
No, I ain't clicked yet. I'm just waiting.
All right, hold on. All right, it's right there.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right, you ready to hit?
All right, go ahead.
All right, one, two, three, hit. It's loading up. That's like 36? Is that like a 36?
I don't know. It was like 40.
You got a little, Damn.
Yeah.
It was up zero. I said zero.
No
zero.
No makeup. That was just. Yeah, and I don't normally take pictures, but that's all me natural.
Wow, and look like you could do some action with those lips, though. Look like you do some lip work with that, those lips. You can do some action. That's why you need to get
maybe
that big lip. Yeah, well, you know that's a prerequisite, so you know it ain't no maybe. You know you're going to do it.
Part of the process.
She's going to like that shit.
I love the grooming process. I can't wait.
I know. Ain't that crazy how bad you want men like us and how bad you're starving for us? Ain't it bad?
Let me tell you what Randy said. He said, I love you, Nikki. You need anything, a booty rub, your ass ate some coffee.
No. Tell him I need an Xbox or a PlayStation 5. Tell him I want an Xbox.
Tell him get what we want.
Yeah, get what we want.
Get
the surround sound.
He asking the right question.
Right. He asking the right question. Yeah,
I shouldn't have said that. Oh, my God. He's going to be mad at me. I've said his name.
Yeah, well, we don't care about it. Hey, surround sound. Got to be Samsung or Sony or Bose. We want some good shit. Like $1,000 surround sound. Okay.
All right. I'm not going to get it from him, though.
All right, girl. We'll get it from the next sucker tonight. And if you good, you know, Santa might come to town. And when he come, he going to be coming to town. Yeah.
Well, you got my number. Hit me up.
All right. Good night. All right, baby girl. You have a good night, baby. Don't play with yourself too much. Leave zero alone. Don't rough her up tonight, okay?
Yeah,
no therapy session.
DJ in the crib, bro.
All right, 667, we'll throw you in, girl. We got two more calls. Thank you, baby girl. Let's bring in 417-619. We got you after this guy. 447 out of town. What's going on, man? What's up?